There's been an explosion at an education center in the Afghan capital, Kabul. Local media are reporting at least 19 people killed, most of them female. About 150 students were taking part in a test to prepare for their university entrance exams. The blast is in an area of Kabul where many people from the Hazara minority live. Hazaras are often targeted in attacks because of their race and religious beliefs. Ukraine has called an emergency meeting of top officials after Russia said it would annex four Ukrainian regions on Friday. This follows referendums in those areas where, according to Moscow, people voted overwhelmingly to join Russia. U.S. President Joe Biden has warned Hurricane Ian could be the deadliest in Florida's history and has declared it a major disaster. It knocked out electricity to more than 2.5 million homes and businesses. Local media are reporting at least 15 people killed.
There was cars floating in the middle of the water. Some of the homes were total losses. I would say the most significant damage that I saw was on Fort Myers Beach. Some of the homes were wiped out, and some of it was just concrete slabs. Of course, there were damage to some of our infrastructure, particularly the Sanibel Causeway.
The final presidential debate has taken place in Brazil ahead of Sunday's election. Seven candidates are vying for the top job. Former President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva is leading incumbent Jair Bolsonaro in opinion polls. Thousands of protesters have taken to the streets across France as unions push for higher pay. Teachers, transport and power industry workers have all taken part in the 24-hour strike. There's also anger over the high cost of living and pension reforms. The U.S. and Pacific Island leaders have promised to strengthen their relationship as China extends its influence in the region. Australia is set to end mandatory home isolation for COVID-19 patients. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese announced the five-day home quarantine will be scrapped from October 14th, one of the last restrictions after the country eased many of them in the wake of higher vaccinations.
Hello, I'm Kevin Hurton. Al Jazeera Investigates is out with a new four-part podcast series, The Labor Files, the untold story of the vicious, factional war that forever changed British politics. Find it wherever you get your podcasts.